Look on the back of just about any bus these days, and you'll see the face of John Waites. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Of course you've heard of John Waites, the designer.
We're an old, by modern standards, design company, and there are 23 different products made by 60-some manufacturers all over the world, which are produced under our name, to our approval, and very often to our design.
And not just menswear.
Cutlery, a car, but I mean a car end-to-end, not just the interiors. Luggage, an awful lot of things. Anything that I find amusing and that other people feel I can do.
So to sell his products, John Waites must push his image.
I suppose that our company is selling that image. He has nothing to do with me. That John Waites is the fellow on the backs of the buses. And my kids, when they come home, don't see him. They see me, exactly as people who read books I write see me. That's why the photo on the back of the book is so different from the photo on the back of the bus.
John Waites is out with his third book. It's called Friends in High Places. While it's a work of fiction about a German-born businessman in the U.S. with a Nazi past, it draws on Waites' own background. He was born in Berlin to a wealthy Jewish family and educated in England.
I came here out of an old British school armed with a lot of American acquaintances who assumed that I was just a perfectly nice German-born, English-educated young man from very good private schools. It never occurred to them that I was Jewish. It didn't fit their prototype. And so what would happen to me is that I found myself in situations where several times along the way people started talking badly about Jews, and I ended up, of course, having to complain about that.
Waites notes that there is little anti-Semitism in heavily Jewish New York, but
if you do live in the Middle West, if you do live in the Southwest, there are very forceful anti-Semitic elements. There are also nut heaps full of quasi-fascist organizations, which I think are totally ineffective because they have no leadership. And they've got nobody bright running them. Hitler was a very bright man, and he knew exactly what to do, and he had definite appeal. We have nobody like that, and we have no situation that's equivalent.
John Waites tells about his return to Dachau next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Despite the atrocities of Nazi Germany, Berlin-born John Waites takes great pride in his birthplace. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Fashion designer John Waites was 10 when his wealthy Jewish parents sent him to school in England. Not long after that, the Nazis stripped the Jews of their German citizenship. Now a U.S. citizen, John Waites takes pleasure in recalling his birthplace of Berlin.
It's the city of so many things, after all. It's the country of Goethe, Einstein, of Brecht, Weil, of Thomas Mann. You can't throw away a country that brought us, quote-unquote, Marlene Dietrich. But the fact is that there are marvelous things about Germany, and to be brought up in Germany, to have had infused into one at a very early age the ethic that is Germany at its best is a glorious thing.
When he returned to Germany to research his novel Friends in High Places, Waites found no sense of national guilt. As a U.S. intelligence officer, Waites had been at the Dachau concentration camp shortly after its liberation in 1945.
Those of us who were assigned to be there for specific jobs, for instance, there were medical officers there. There were big medical problems in the concentration camps. Can you imagine? You free a concentration camp inside tens of thousands of people with tears in their eyes waiting to be let out, and you have to keep them locked up because there's typhus.
But Waites says Dachau doesn't seem real today.
You cannot walk past 30,000 bodies and remember them. To me, it was like a movie set.
Waites felt his teenage sons should see Dachau so they would know what had happened there.
When I took the kids, it had turned into a museum. It was sterile. It didn't tell the tale of suffering. I understand that the Russians kept their camps, their concentration camps, their German concentration camps, as they were, so that you could see a lavatory for 180 people was like two bowls, not cleansed, but as it was in use.
John Waites says it's a different Germany today, one no longer crushed by defeat, sure of itself, and tasting the bread of capitalism. His novel, Friends in High Places, details the efforts of a former Nazi to obtain U.S. citizenship. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.